everyone. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. This is an educational show providing information to help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strong, author and founder of inspirationalhomeschooling.com. We provide encouragement and inspiring stories and resources to help you homeschool your children well. I am so glad you are here with us today. As we homeschool our children, sometimes we are unsure of how we can incorporate elective coursework that is commonly found in the public school system. I am here with Marcia Brower to talk about music. And we will be talking about the benefits of teaching your children music and how you can incorporate music in your homeschool. Welcome, Marcia.
Well, thank you so much.
So I understand that you have homeschooled your children and that they have graduated.
Yes, they have. Bittersweet. And one's gone, well, they've gone college route, they've gone trade school route, boy. And really, they can pretty much figure out anything they want to learn now. They really know how to learn.
Oh, I love that. I love that about homeschooling. The fact that, you know, we can teach our children how to learn well, and they can just continue throughout life, just continue to learn and serve others well.
True.
Yes. So, you know, you have a background in music. You are the founder of Colorado Homeschool Music.
Correct.
And so what does that background look like?
Well, that background looks like a homeschooled background, even though it wasn't. I mean, I don't have a formal education in music, but I have been playing some instrument ever since I was three, and even longer if you count the musical toys that I had. And
wow.
I guess from there, yeah, so third and fourth grade brought recorder and piano, which I kind of already knew the piano because I've had that organ, and also choir in sixth grade, and then band in seventh grade, and I haven't stopped doing band since, except for a few, you know, chunks of time while I was raising my children. But as an adult, the last time I played, I played up until my first one was born, and then I took a hiatus. And then my next beginning concert of that was when I was 8 months pregnant with my last one. So I've kind of kept going.
Wow. You have served the homeschooling community quite a bit in music. And as I was looking at your website, I noticed that you also served in other areas besides where you're currently serving. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, do you mean other things that I taught?
Yes. Did you teach also at another location as well?
I've taught at co-ops, like High
Great.
Country, High Country, and I've taught at 12 Stones. And I taught not just music, but languages, so Spanish, I've taught French, I've taught sign language, and in history, I've taught history too. Also taught at Artios Academy for a year. So, yep, I kind of crazy. I used to line my baby dolls up against the wall and teach. So I think teaching is what I like to do.
Oh, teaching is on your heart. I just love that. And I had no idea that you also were versed in so many languages. Wow. What an amazing thing that you have that you can offer others. Wow. I'm just so impressed. Thank you, Marcia, for sharing that.
It's kind of funny. I say, yes, I majored in Spanish. That's why I teach music.
That's good. So, you know, speaking of music, what are the emotional benefits to learning music?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, if you have a long day after work, you know yourself if you're tired and you put on your favorite tunes. You know how it relaxes you and just calms you down. It can also keep your spirits high and all. There's so many benefits that I actually wrote a list. So I can just read real quickly, so then we can talk about some of them. But just music benefits in general are cognitive performance, reduces stress, you eat less, That one was a surprise to me. Improve memory, manage pain, sleep better, improve motivation, like exercise, you know, when you have your tunes on and it makes you work harder.
Well, improve certainly does
your,
me.
improve your mood and even improve symptoms of depression. So maybe not depression, but symptoms of depression.
Wow. You know, I felt some of those benefits myself. I love listening to music when I clean. It just makes things better.
Faster.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you're listening to music, your mood does improve. And that is definitely something I've noticed, not only for me, but for my kids as well. So what are the benefits for the kids learning music? And, you know, I've also thought that a child who has learning difficulties can really benefit from playing music and learning music as well. So can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. In fact, I saw that with learning disabilities or learning issues. I can't remember the exact word for that, but in my own children, because they had some eye issues that I did not catch immediately, and well, until they were in their you know, double-digit years, and also some auditory processing issues. And when I had them tested, they said, yes, they have issues, but they shouldn't be able to score as high on their test as they did. And I attribute that to music. And then we got the issues, a lot of them fixed. So,
wow.
But there's a great TED Talk, and that there's a video. It's just a little cartoon. And How Playing an Instrument Benefits Your Brain by Anita Collins. It's less than 5 minutes long. And it goes into details of every part of the brain, how it lights up. And I'm specifically talking about playing a musical instrument. Listening does great things, but when you add the playing part to it, it explodes the neurons in the brain to just energize, and all of the brain lights up and works together. And that it sends messages to the corpus callosum, which is, you know, where it goes across the brain, talks to each other, and it from music and learning in the brain, learning how to do that, it leads to better problem solving for other, you know, for other things. So there's even one part of the brain that is, listening to music. Now this is cool. This is just listening to music. Listening to music activates the same part of the brain that is used for math skills.
Wow.
Right. So
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I was looking things up, and I knew a bunch of stuff, but that one I didn't realize. And the neat thing about that is you have a child who has, I hate math. Well, put on some nice music in the background and maybe just check it out. See what the difference might be.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to try that with my kids.
Right.
You know, I have several that struggle with math, and so I am going to try that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I hope this just that message goes out, and I hope it works for everyone.
Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. You know, for people that have toddlers or younger children, how can they incorporate music before they even start, you know, the process of deeper learning through the math and all of that?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, and maybe you too. We all learn these little nursery rhyme songs and things like that. Those are so good. And you can get them on audio now and just play them and let them play. And I would say, don't just play English things or whatever your native language is. Play things in other languages too, because I was always teaching my children some language. But it when they hear it, there's so many sounds that you don't even know that you're hearing.
Wow.
That they are picking up and they are able to reproduce and understand. So all languages, all types of music. I grew up with all types of music. My parents had a nice record collection that they played on the hi-fi, not Wi-Fi, hi-fi. You younger people can look that one up. And anyway, there's also a great program called Music in My Homeschool that you can look up, and she has lots of activities, and I think it's a pretty nice program that's not too expensive.
Great. This is wonderful information. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Yeah.
When we come back, Marcia will share how you can incorporate music in your child's education. She will also share her heart in ministering to homeschool families through music. Thank you for joining us. And you can join us at KPPF Power Talk Radio at 1040 a.m., 98.5 FM, or 95.7 FM. And also like us on YouTube at Power Talk Radio, 1040 a.m. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. This is brought to you by KPPF Power Talk 1040. You can tune in at 1040 a.m., 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM, or like and subscribe on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am here talking with Marcia Brower about her heart and her vision to serve the homeschool community through music. Marcia, what led you to want to help homeschool families incorporate music in their homeschool?
Well, it might have been kind of self-driven that I wanted to actually take a band and go to one of the festivals that public schoolers go to and private schoolers and all that. So I wanted to really grow a band and take them. And that never quite happened. I just started with band, and I added general music so I would have a typical feeder program. And then one of my students, private lesson teachers who I knew, but I didn't realize she taught, said, oh, I want to come help. And then she added drumline. And then another mom said, hey, can I teach general music next year and kind of also add some choir to it? And I said, sure. And that was 2020, and fast forward to 2023, we have choir, band, orchestra, general music, drumline, and different levels of all of those things. Yeah, even a pre-band for, I have these plastic instruments that mimic the band instruments. And of course, you know, violins, viols, all the string instruments, they come in lots of different sizes. So yeah, we have pretty much something for everyone, like a whole K through 12 music program.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So pretty much people can start at kindergarten and work all the way through 12th grade. Now,
Absolutely. Wow,
do they meet at the same time, and are they a band that works all together through all those ages, or do you separate them out per age?
We separate only by individual ability, because I had a seven-year-old who quickly turned eight and said, can I join my sister's group? And I said, if you can come back and tell me every name of the note on every line or space when I point to the staff, yes. And he was so fast, and bam, he did it. So if they have the intellectual ability and the wherewithal to get it done and the focus, absolutely, we don't hold them back. That's homeschooling, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love that we can just work through each age and let them do what they can do and work to their abilities through all the homeschooling. And just, you know, whether it's music or writing or whatever their gift is, that we can just let them run with it and just keep going. Wow, that is just amazing that you work with that and that you really incorporate that homeschool mom mindset as you work with the kids. So, wow, it's amazing that your program has grown so much.
It
and
has.
Just in this very short time, this has been something that has been needed in the homeschool community. And, you know, I know that there are lots of music programs in other states as well. And, you know, is there a way that these homeschool families can get involved? And maybe, you know, do you have a suggestion on how they can find music in their area?
Sure. My favorite thing to do is go and search a homeschool music program in the state that you're in, maybe the city that you're in, if it's big, and you'll find some sometimes. I'm working on putting together a list. So many other people are working on putting together lists, mostly because we live in a town full of military, and they're here and then they're gone, and they've had 2 years of music and they don't want to stop. So I want to be sure to to try to provide them at least a place to look for music for the next place that they get there.
Wow,
that's
really neat. Now, I know that there are some music programs where they actually, you know, go to Washington, D.C. and sing or do some of the traveling. And is this something that you might consider as well?
I cannot wait for the day. I have talked to parents and said, you know, we need to grow and we need to do that. And my really, really big thing would be, it's like a dream to go to the East Coast and do all the American history things and play concerts along the way. So something I did in high school when we traveled through Europe, we played concerts and we traveled through Europe and we learned things. And so I just think that would be a blast.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then again, it incorporates that history.
Yep.
And you taught history in the
right.
past. So
I'm kind of a geek, history geek. I do love history.
Oh, that's great. So, wow, you know, just being able to play in different areas and then visit the areas and then maybe even incorporate some of the music
Absolutely.
That would be historical in that area.
Yes.
I could see where that would just grow and be amazing for homeschool students across the nation.
Right.
Yeah, I just love that, Marcia.
Right. And we're small, so there are that I know of in Colorado, and I know there are more than this, but the ones that I know of in Colorado, there are 4 homeschool music programs. And it's not like something that maybe just one of us can do because none of us are that big, but we know there's plenty of students out there to start something like that and then have students from all over participate. And then we all travel together, including parents, because why leave them out? They worked hard. They got to get to go see stuff too, right?
Right. And, you know, that's the thing is parents are homeschooling because they want to be involved with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to the question of do parents come to the lessons and what do they do when you're teaching the kids?
Well, sometimes they hang out and talk to each other because that's a nice break too. But many of the parents come and sit in the classrooms and they're always welcome to sit in the classrooms. I tell them the only exception is if we're doing something special and it's a surprise, we'll let you know you can't come in. But most of our doors are open for parents. And yes, you asked earlier about the lessons we do. So I now have 7 instructors, 6 in Colorado Springs and 2 in Castle Rock. And one of those is me twice. So, yeah. But anyway, we have classes going on all day long. So a lot of people start at 9 o'clock and they have multiple children. So they're there until we end around 3 and there's rooms for lunch. There's rooms for just hanging out with your friends. There's rooms for quiet study. And and the parents, some of the parents come and play with us too.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, it is.
So that leads me to that question about community, you know, so I can see where the community would develop as the kids are together and the
right.
parents are together. What are some of the other ways that it feels like you're really developing a community within the homeschooling area?
Right. Well, we only meet once a week, but that doesn't mean these families see each other only once a week. Some of them are involved in co-ops together. Others just make play dates and have some fun together. But the friendships that have been made through this are strong and durable, and since we're going to do it all again next year, they last, kind of like my band friendships.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is one thing I was thinking about. At the last episode, I was talking about just not being able to, you know, have that community and, you know, kids kind of sometimes feeling lonely. And one of the things that I suggested was that when parents get their kids involved in something they're interested in and into a program that happens year after year after year, that they can develop those deeper relationships. And it sounds like you are really getting that and ministering to that part of homeschooling as well, developing those deeper relationships and, you know, really tackling the socialization that everybody talks about and worries about as well.
It's crazy.
Can you speak to that?
Yes, I provide the place and the organization for people to come. And really, the students and the parents, they take care of the socialization. I always laugh about that one, and all us old homeschoolers know why I laugh about that.
Yes.
We're always out in public. Homeschooling is rarely ever totally at home, and so, but the parents and the students, they facilitate, obviously, making friends and having good times. And you know, we have problems sometimes, and we work things out, and you know, in a biblical way. And so I just think it's it's just a great experience because we're all pretty much on the same page.
That is so true. Thank you so much for joining me today, Marcia.
Sure.
I am just so grateful to have you here and to listen to what you had to share about music. What's your call to action, Marcia, and where can people find you?
Well, you can definitely find us on Facebook at Colorado Homeschool Music, and cohomeschoolmusic.org is our website address. And you can find us on Instagram, CO Homeschool Music. Not everything is a really good page, but the Facebook page is the most active, and it tells about things like just when classes start and all that, and also some events that are open to more than just our students, like the solo and ensemble contest coming up, like Homeschool Music Fest Days. You can find that on Facebook at Homeschool Music Fest Days, and also if you look at Eventbrite and put that in, or our Colorado Homeschool Music, those will come up. And beyond that, we have camps during the summer. At least we have had, last year was our first year not to have one in 7 years, so I think we're doing another one, and that's open to all homeschool musicians.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marcia.
You bet.
This is Yvonne Strawn. I am your host at the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. You can join us by tuning in to KPPF Power Talk Radio at 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, or 95.7 FM. Also, please like and subscribe to us on YouTube at Power Talk 1040 AM.